From the home of the Packers, a look at the game through the player's eyes. This is Inside Lambeau.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Inside Lambeau. I'm your host, Rod Burks, alongside the outside linebacker of the Green Bay Packers, Eric Walden, in the house. Eric, I hate doing shows when you lose. Tough loss for you guys against the Colts. You come up short, 30-27. Let's talk about that game. And when you had this team where you wanted them, and to walk off that field as a loser had to be a tough one for you.
Yeah, man, it's definitely any time after a loss, but, you know, especially this one, knowing that we had them on the ropes, and we were supposed to knock them out, and we didn't, and it's unfortunate. You know, they came, we give them credit, they came away with a victory, and now, you know, we have to move on, and all our focus is on Houston right now.
That flight home, when you come back from a loss like that, is it quiet on there, or guys just to themselves, and you said, I could, because you know you guys left some plays on the field, because that should have been your game.
Absolutely. You know, you sit there and reminisce, you know, things you could have done better to, you know, contribute. But, you know, once you get off that plane, think about it some more, and then, you know, the next day it's time to get back to work and flush it away.
I was watching some of the highlights right now. What did Andrew Luck show you, the first-round pick? I mean, this guy's tough. I mean, going head first, trying to get first downs, he's trying to make plays. And that was an emotional win for those guys because they wanted to do it for their coach.
Right, right. He's pretty impressive. I was impressed. You know, he made his plays when he had to. You know, he did what he had to do. And, you know, like I said, they came away to win. Got to get those guys credit. And, you know, like I said, we got to move on, man, and get back on the right track.
Yeah, can you learn something from this going on, getting ready for Houston as a player? I mean, you've had some big wins. You've had some tough losses. What can you learn? What can you take away from a game like this?
You just got to learn how to handle adversity, man. You know, it's got to be able to have to take the good with the bad. You know, it's unfortunate, you know, we got to go through this, but, you know, what don't kill you make you stronger. So, you know, I feel like going through this is going to make us a better ball club.
Let's talk about you and your season now. A lot of people don't know this, but you went from defensive end to outside linebacker. How tough was that transition for you coming into the league?
Just learning how to, you know, play in space, because you know normally you're just rushing them up the field, and if you are dropping it, maybe like a buzz drop or, you know, a hook curl. But, you know, being able to play guys man to man, running backs, tight ends, that's definitely a big transition. You know, it's just take credit to hard work, man, and being patient.
Speaking of hard work, you had hard work to get to where you're at right now. Maybe a lot of people don't know. You were drafted by the Dallas Cowboys.
Correct.
In the sixth round, got cut, got picked up by the Chiefs, got cut again. I mean, you had to get to work. Talk about that road and that process to get to where you are today.
It was just, you know, like I said, going back, handling adversity. You know, I think everything happens for a reason. You know, you have to, you know, keep things in perspective. And, you know, and when things come up, you just got to fight through it and learn how to battle and keep your mojo, keep your confidence, and, you know, continue to work hard and, you know, just strive for excellence.
But when you get cut by the Cowboys, didn't you get cut again by the Chiefs after they pick you up?
Yeah.
You say to yourself, maybe I'm just not good enough in this league, or do you have just to believe in yourself and believe in the people that are around you?
Yeah, it was definitely moments where you question yourself, no doubt. You know, you're like, you know, do I need to use my degree, or, you know, is it, do I have another calling? But, you know, I stayed positive, continue to pray, my faith was strong, and, you know, and I'm here now. So, you know, I was a Super Bowl champion on the team with 15-1. And now we, you know, in the verge about to do big things this year. So it's all good.
I'm sure a lot of your people, like your relatives, like, oh, we knew you were going to make it, Eric. I mean,
right.
How cool is it being a Green Bay Packer, being a guy who's been cut from different teams to get to where you are right now?
Yeah, it's definitely great. Being, especially, you know, my high school colors are the same exact colors of the Green Bay Packers. You know, how ironic is that? But, you know, it's just, I'm just blessed, man. And, you know, I'm just glad to be the position I'm in, and, you know, try not to take anything for granted, and, you know, just take it a day at a time.
That's Eric Walden of the Green Bay Packers right there, getting a nice little throwdown right there. Wow, you got to be nicer to those quarterbacks, don't you?
No, man.
that's not your job. You're not trying to be nice with the quarterbacks. All right, he's Eric Walden. I'm Rod Burks. We got more with him coming back after the break.
Packers on a blitz. Cutler back to throw. Cutler is hit and swarmed under. Back inside the 35-yard line. Eric Walden having the game of his life.
I'll say the game of his life. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Rod Burks alongside Eric Walden. Let's go back to that Chicago Bears game. How did that change your life when you have a game like that?
It just builds confidence. You know, just knowing you can do it and trusting your preparation that week and then being able to display it and make things happen, man, it's just a great feeling. So it's just something encourage you to try to strive for and do even better.
I bet you Cutler hated you because you were always in that backfield. What do you most remember about that game besides getting the Cutler three times and getting 16 tackles in the game?
It was just, you know, just we know we needed to have that win, and that was just for us to even to make the playoffs. So, you know, it was a big emphasis, you know, for them last stretch. So we got must wins for us. And so that kind of started our run, man, and I was just appreciative to be a part of that.
Yeah, now, I know you wore the tight jerseys. You and Clay wore them tight jerseys. Does that help you get into the quarterback? I mean, because you can have you get your choice of what you want, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, because, you know, all offensive linemen hold. And so, you know, that kind of helps us out to limit them from holding us because they don't really call it. So you want to make sure your jersey and your pads as tight as possible so you can, you know, get away. You got to make a play.
I hear that a lot. All offensive linemen hold. Do you be telling those guys when you're trying to get to the court, hey, man, will you stop holding on me? I mean, is there a conversation like that in the trenches?
No, I just try to let them know I'm going to hit you in the mouth. If you're going to continue to hold me, then I'm just going to make it hard on you.
That had to feel good to you for some of those teams that cut you along the way to get to where you are when you have a monster game like that. I mean, that can really propel you into a different stratosphere as a player.
Absolutely. You know, that's what I said. Throughout that process, man, going through all that, man, I think it prepared me for that situation. And now, you know, I'm just honorable and blessed, man, to be in the situation I'm in.
You got some pretty big pipes, and you also know how to get to the end zone. Let's talk about that touchdown that you had, and talk about that play and getting up there and doing that Lambeau leap.
It was just a great play made by Robert Francois, and it was, it was a layup. You know, all you had to do is make sure you get the ball and get in the end zone, and, you know, I was able to do that, man.
When you pick that ball up and you start running, does it go silent inside Lambeau? I mean,
a split second, it does, yeah. And then you realize what you've done, and I had to, you know, make sure I got a chance to do the great Lambeau leap, man. So, you know, that was a wonderful feeling.
But don't the guys tell you you're supposed to go in backwards, man? You're supposed to go in backwards when you're doing the Lambeau leap.
The main thing with me was make sure I didn't fall before I got to the wall. So I was trying to make sure I ain't trip and fall. But next time I'll try to make sure I go back to the wall.
Hey, where's the confidence of this football team right now? I mean, right now you're 2-3. Looking up at the Vikings, you're looking up at the Bears. What's the confidence of this football team right now?
Man, we're a very confident team. We know we left a lot of plays out there, and you know, and it's just time for us to take that next step and to make sure we limit our mistakes and do whatever we got to do to make sure we get the victory. You know, that's our main focus coming into this week.
Because they're looking for that playmaker opposite Clay Matthews. I mean, you have the ability, you have the strength, you have the motor. I mean, you got all what it takes. I mean, what do you need to do to go ahead and try to get your sacks up there with maybe a Clay Matthews or keep getting to that quarterback on a consistent basis or at least be in his face and get the quarterback hits?
You're right. Just continue what I'm doing and do better. You know, like you said, them explosive plays, them the ones that stick out. You know, I have a lot of plays that you don't necessarily see in the stat book, but, you know, they're very valuable to our team. But I think more explosive plays, sacks, forced fumbles, that'll prepare me and get the respect I deserve.
Okay, he's Eric Walden, and I'm Rod Burks. We got more of the big fella coming up right after the break. And welcome back to Inside Lambeau. And during the break, Eric Walden and I were just talking. He's got a Super Bowl ring that he won with the Packers. He said he was going to let me borrow it for a week, right? You said you'd let me borrow it for a week?
Possibly.
What do you mean possible?
We're still in negotiations.
Okay, still in negotiations. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and start talking football. Green Bay Packers coming up against the Houston Texans. The undefeated team. Right. What do you guys need to do as a defense?
Defense, first to start with stopping the run. You know, they got some great backs, great offensive line. It's just a scheme that they're able to perfect, and they do it well. So, you know, just stopping the run, get them in third and long and plus, and then pin our ears back and get pressure on the quarterback, man, where that allows them to play into our hands.
All right, let's talk about last year for you as a football player. You had a few things that happened off the field.
Right.
Were able to get through them. How has that helped you as a man, as a player, and what have you learned about yourself going into this year?
Going through that, man, was tough, and it helped me become a better person because I almost had something taken away from me that, you know, some guys take for granted, you know, and I try not to do that. So, you know, it was just, you know, an unfortunate situation, but you live, you move on, and you learn from it, you know, and that's how you grow as a person. You know, life is about growth. So, You know, I just, you know, like I say it all the time, man, I'm blessed to be here. I'm blessed to be in this situation. And, you know, and I'm just happy to be a part of this organization and be able to do what I love to do.
And that locker room loves you, too. But why do they like you so much?
Because I'm kind of like the team clown on the low, man. I'm like the sense of humor. I like to keep everybody going, just my energy, you know, because you never know what a person may be going through off the field. But you got to make sure, you know, they can try to eliminate it and don't bring that to work. And make sure, you know, you're with your second family, so you should enjoy yourself while you're able to work, too.
So you're a jokester. Like, you were a class clown. I was a class clown, too, so we got a lot in common,
that's right?
You played any jokes on any of the guys? What about that one day when they got Aaron Rodgers with that pie in the face? Did you hear about that one?
That's about a 10 on the scale, ain't it? That's real good. So, you know, I'm always trying to smile, man. I, you know what I mean? I've learned a lot. Just try to smile through the tough times and through the good times, man, and just appreciate life.
Yeah, Dublin, Georgia. What did you do there growing up? I mean, as a kid growing up in Dublin, Georgia, what did you do? Fish?
Fish, you know, that was one thing. But just athletics, man, just to keep yourself out of trouble. Because, you know, small country towns, it's a lot you can get into. So, you know, my parents made sure I was always involved in sports to keep me motivated and to keep me grounded.
Did you know at a young age that you wanted to be an NFL player, or did it just come to you through college, high school and college?
Always. I used to tell my mom all the time, well, you know, that's what I want to do, Mom. I'm going to be on TV one day, you know, and I've just been blessed to fulfill that. And so now that's why I work hard every day to make sure, you know, I don't take a step back, make sure I'm getting better.
Your greatest high school moment that you remember to this day now that you are an NFL player?
I think it was a playoff game. I had like 10 tackles a sack, and then I had like 5 catches for 155, 2 touchdowns. So.
Five catches?
Yeah, man.
You were a wide receiver?
We were athletes in the country, man. We got nothing else to do.
Wait a minute. You trying to tell me you were a wide receiver?
Wide receiver, running back, tight end.
You better tell Coach McCarthy you can go offense too. Maybe go both ways.
Coach, you know, hopefully in the making a goal line package.
Yeah, if they can let B.J. Roger, maybe they can get you in the mix,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man, that'll be awesome.
He's Eric Walden, and now Rod Burks coming up. Great job, of course. And we're going to have Wayne Larrabee coming up for you right after the break.
Luck in the shotgun, three receivers right. Snap to Luck, looking around. Under pressure, he's hit once, gets it away. Leaping grab, Reggie Wayne. Goodness.
Clay Matthews hanging all over Andrew Luck, and he fires a strike to Reggie Wayne, who makes a terrific catch under tight coverage.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Inside Lambeau. This is Wayne Larrabee, one of the best voices. He is the Packers announcer.
There is your dagger.
Thanks, I mean, I'm not as good as you when you do it. Let's start talking Packers offense.
Sure.
What is going on with this Packers offense? Doesn't seem to be clicking the way it was clicking last year. I mean, the bar was pretty high last year, but what's going on with it?
Well, you know, Mike McCarthy mentioned they didn't have much rhythm in training camp. They haven't been able to sustain any rhythm in the regular season. That's a problem. There's no question about that. But, Rod, there are a couple of areas with the passing game. The bar was set incredibly high last year. There's no doubt about that. But if you look at yards per passing attempt, which is an indicator for the Packers offense, it has fallen from nine plus to just under 7 this year.
Right.
Yards per catch by the wide receivers and running backs, they've gone from 13 yards last year down to 10 yards this year. That's an indication they're not getting the big plays that they got a year ago.
And Aaron Rodgers came out and said he's not playing the way he was playing last year. He's maybe missing the guys downfield a little bit. What's going on with the timing with the receivers?
Well, you know, it's a combination of things. It's a combination of routes. It's a combination of receivers getting open. It's also the two-shell coverage that we're seeing, two safeties high by most defenses, giving them extra people downfield to cover and prevent the big play. Aaron's not having a bad year. He's 9th in quarterback passer rating. He's 5th in touchdowns. He's 9th in yardage. He's 3rd in completion percentage. These are good numbers that he's posting, but it's not. They pale in comparison to what he did a year ago when he had a quarterback rating of 122.3.
Hey, Wayne, don't you think that the teams in the NFL study the Packers from last year and they're playing them different? Because you got to put that in the equation as well.
You really do. And of course, for Mike McCarthy and his offense, they have to adjust to that, have to adjust the way people are playing them. Maybe they're playing them a little differently. Maybe they got a little better handle on how to defend this team. But there are two other factors, Rod, that I think come into play in the passing game. They really have not had, Jennings virtually all year. Okay. And JerMichael Finley also got off to that slow start of training camp with a concussion problem, missed a couple of weeks. He also has not really gotten on track.
What's going on with Finley? He's got all the athletic ability in the world. He's had a couple years ago, he was just through the roof. Why can't this guy be consistent? Because everybody loves him.
Well, absolutely. And he's got big-time talent. There's no question about that. You know, Rod, he does have 22 catches this year, but he's averaging 9 yards a catch. And, you know, he was talking about this today in the locker room about how, you know, the numbers, the expectation of numbers for the tight end position in the NFL have gone way out of whack with Gronkowski and Graham and, all these different tight ends over the recent years who have posted huge numbers. But if you take a look at JerMichael Finley, he wants to be on that level. And in order to do that, he's got to make the tough catch and he's got to make yards after the catch.
He's got to hold on to the ball. And he looks like such a mismatch out there as far as athletic ability. They're swinging him wide, swinging him left, and he gets downfield. And why can't he just step his game up to back when he was, like, I think a second year when he was in the league?
I think he's pressing a little bit, is my impression, just watching him, Rod. And that's not anything he said, but it's just my impression is I think he's pressing. He wants to be that big-time Pro Bowl tight end receiver so bad. That it's not for lack of trying, it's just not happening right now.
Yeah, how much is this team going to miss Cedric Benson, who's going to miss a few weeks with that foot injury?
I think that's huge. They were just starting to figure out how they're going to incorporate a talent like this into their passing offense. And he was a guy worth investing 18 to 20 rushing attempts per game or more. And at least
big for the Packers.
20 to 25 touches because, you know, he was becoming more of a factor in the passing game. This is a huge loss.
And so who's going to take up most of that slack? Is it going to be Alex Green? Is it going to be James Starks?
It's going to start with Alex Green. He'll get the start in Houston, we expect, okay? But you're going to see Starks and see what kind of contribution he can make. And then you're also going to see Brandon Saint. The quarterback really likes what Alex Green can do potentially. The ceiling is very high for him. But he also really trusts Brandon Saint in third down situations. I think you'll see a combination of all three pick up the slack for Cedric Benson.
All right, he's Wayne Larrivee and I'm Rod Burks. Don't worry, folks, we're back for another segment after this quick timeout. Welcome back, everyone. You recognize this guy. This is Wayne Larrivee, the voice of the Green Bay Packers. We're going to start talking Packers, obviously, but let's talk about the turnovers. This team only has 5 interceptions after 5 games. How surprised are you in this Don Capers system that these guys don't have more takeaways?
Well, you know, they had 31 last year. That was 8 more than the next closest team to them last year. But this year, you know, 5 interceptions. And, Rod, you could probably go back and nitpick a little bit, but find 5 others where they just couldn't hang on to the ball for whatever reason. It's not happening this year in that regard.
And here's a team, the only team in the NFL that has forced 2 fumbles but has never got a – they don't have a fumble recovery after 5 games. The only team in the NFL that have 1 fumble recovery.
2 astounding numbers. The fact they've only forced 2 in 5 games and the fact they haven't recovered any. So, yeah, those are alarming numbers on the defensive side of the football. This was a defense that really took the ball away last year. But the way they took the ball away with interceptions, they had 31 interceptions, as I said. They only had 7 fumble recoveries all of last year.
Well, they got some new faces on the defense. Is it partly because of that or is it – partly because some guys are out of position or some of the new guys are learning the positions?
I think it's a defense that's evolving. We thought it would be out of training camp, and you've got a lot of new guys. If they're not starting, if Nick Perry's not starting, he's playing in the sub packages. Same thing with McMillan. And you go down to Casey Hayward, who had a beautiful interception at Indianapolis last week. You know, the new guys are fitting in. They really are, and everybody's figuring out how to play with each other. And that, I think, is the big key. This defense, Rod, God willing, and they have luck with injuries, should get better as this season goes along.
Let's hope so. Do you like Nick Perry? He had a big time hit, even though he got flagged and things didn't work out for him.
Oh, absolutely. The things he can do, the way he can set the edge against the run, the kind of force he can bring on the pass rush, as we saw, unfortunately, got flagged for that penalty, came in with the crown of his helmet. He'll learn from that. But he can be a force out there. I looked at him as more, he's kind of like a Lamar Woodley.
Yeah, I know Lamar, covered him in high school.
Yeah, very much like Lamar Woodley at Pittsburgh.
Hey, what are you expecting? They got the Houston Texans, an undefeated team. What has to go right for this football team?
Rod, the Texans are the best team I've seen, including San Francisco and Atlanta. And I had a chance to see them 3 weeks ago out in Denver. I called one of their games on national radio. They're the most complete team. Do they shocked you in any single area? No, but they're really good. They're very efficient. They like to start by running the football offensively and mixing in the pass. But in Denver that day, they started with the pass, and right, they're very capable of burning you through the air. Matt Schaub, Andre Johnson, they've got some great receivers. Owen Daniels, the former Wisconsin tight end. Defensively is where they really bring it. But the loss of Brian Cushing, who probably was their best player, even though J.J. Watt is in that front seven, he's real good. He's a close second to Brian Cushing. They lost him to a knee injury at the Jets game the other night. And unfortunately, their middle linebacker won't be playing.
In about 15 seconds, this is a must-win for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I think it's pretty close to a must-win. I mean, it's hard to say that this early in the season. But, yeah, you want to come out 3-3. Absolutely.
All right. He's Wayne Larrabee, and I'm Rod Burks. Thank you for watching Inside Lambeau. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you back here next week.